The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
What do you think is the most destructive evil in the world today? My answer is a four-letter word: fear. When fear leads to despair, otherwise good people panic, and no longer in their right mind, they do horrible things. Your beloved deacon, Gil Morgan, took his own life a week ago. We don't know why, but he had been so deeply distressed, depressed for so long that in his disturbed mental state, he may have come to the point of fearing a future that seemed to him more than he could handle. In a similar way, fear of the social and career consequences of unplanned births and long-term responsibility for raising children can sometimes cause women to panic. And out of fear, they do the unthinkable and destroy the child in their womb. I can give you a long list of other examples of the destructive and dehumanizing power of fear. Racism is rooted in fear. Unjust immigration laws are rooted in fear. The use of artificial contraception is often rooted in fear, as is our use of the death penalty. The lies and distortions of fear mongers on TV and on the radio are far more destructive to our society than any of the lesser evils they rail against with such poisonous vitriol. And the saddest thing about all of this is that there is ultimately nothing to fear. Fear is one of Satan's most insidious and powerful weapons. And it is easy to give in to fear. And though this may seem a little strong, all those fear mongers out there are, perhaps without realizing it, agents of Satan, the prince of lies, and the enemy of hope, faith, and charity. In today's gospel, we see that even Jesus' disciples fall prey to fear. They are in a boat caught in a storm on the Sea of Galilee. But what really spooks them is seeing Jesus walking on the water. They think he's a ghost. He's actually coming to help them, to help them through the storm. But fear, Satan, blinds them to the point that, ironically, they fear their Savior more than they fear the storm. Kind of like many Americans today who fear, you could even say are spooked by, the very immigrants without whose labor our economy would collapse for sure. Kind of like many Americans who contracept and abort because they fear, are spooked by, a future in which they would be tied down raising children they find inconvenient or otherwise don't want. And yet it is the absence of these unborn children in our workforce paying into the system that is part of the reason why our social security system is no longer sustainable financially. We've aborted away our future. Ironically, we fear these saviors with a small s, so to speak, raising lots of children of our own and welcoming immigrant workers who come to save our economy. We fear them more than we fear the storm of economic collapse, which is really the bigger danger that we face. Dangers that are, in this case, sadly, self-inflicted. Some of the rotten fruit of our culture of death. What does Jesus do in our gospel today? He calms their fears and he calms the storm. Peter was so relieved that he got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, notice again how he fears the wrong thing. He fears the wind, not the water, which is the real danger. When he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened and began to sink because he feared that which in fact posed no real threat. He was blind as a consequence and would have succumbed to the real threat if Jesus hadn't intervened. The real threat that was right there under his feet. Today, as we celebrate this Mass of Thanksgiving, we are acutely aware of how much we need our Lord to stretch his hand out to us to keep us from sinking, to keep us from falling prey to fear, especially fear of the wrong things. Your parish has had to deal with a lot of troubling things in the past, and now most recently the suicide of your beloved Deacon Gil Morgan. And there is no way we can minimize how troubled and even spooked we are when facing such storms. But again, even there's ultimately no reason to fear. Jesus' message to us today is the same as it was 2,000 years ago to his disciples in that storm-tossed boat. Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. And for that, we can be truly grateful.